Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. Very excited to welcome Music Record Shop on sponsoring this episode. Music Record Shop is a premier record store featuring the largest selection of new vinyl in the St. Louis area, as well as new cassettes, CDs, and used vinyl. They offer hard-to-find titles from your favorite local St. Louis acts, as well as world-renowned bands. Official store hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. or later. Located in the heart of the Grove at 4191 Manchester Avenue, right in between the demo and the ready room. Find them online at musicrecordshop.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tell them the Rock Paper Podcast sent you. Are you and your friends trying to figure out what to do tonight? Hit up do314.com, the best place to find out about all the concerts and comedy shows and art openings and other cool stuff going on around St. Louis every night of the week. They're also giving away tickets to shows and festivals all the time. Go follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at do314. Take it from me, I'm always trying to find shows, and this is where I go, do314.com.
Hey, this is Cree Rider of the Cree Rider Family Band, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 93. Hanging out in Dunway Books with Cree Rider. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. This has been happening a lot more frequently. As I've been doing the show, I've been reaching out to a lot of people that I'm not fully familiar with, and I'm trying to...
93 podcasts. So you got to dig deep, I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, that's kind of the fun of it is that a lot of it started with just friends of mine, and I'm still going through friends that I... finally getting to talk to that even in 93 episodes, but it's also allowed me to meet all kinds of other new people.
It's rippling out into the music community and comedy community in St. Louis.
I thought I kind of had a grasp of like St. Louis music and a little bit, and then as I keep doing this, I realize, man, I'm barely scratched the surface and
going deeper and deeper.
Right. So this leads me to I get to meet Cree. This is we just met a little bit ago, and I'm been following a little bit of your stuff online. That's where I started seeing your name popping up a lot with various projects and things. And so I was like, I'd like to get to talking. You've got a brand new record you guys are working on.
Yep, we're releasing it next month, August 15th, at the Focal Point. And that's in Maplewood.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Focal Point?
I have not. I saw some video.
It's a real intimate kind of place.
Right.
Sit down. I think it's like you can either bring your own beer or there's a place next door, a restaurant you can buy it from. And I do believe it's bring your own beer, though. And very intimate. And it's a listening room. So it's kind of a little different for us. We're used to playing bars and festivals and... this will be a little more laid back and cool.
Yeah, I think it might have been maybe Emily Wallace playing there or something.
That would be great.
I saw some video, a friend of mine playing there, and it looked like a really cool. And I wish we had some more kind of listening room kind of vibes like that. Like so, I am really excited about going to check it out. So
That's August 15th. And then we do have our other big event of the summer is the Cree Fest.
Yeah.
Which I didn't name, by the way, but somebody was like, you should just call it Cree Fest. It's your fest. I'm like, all right, fine.
That's
September 6th at the Off-Broadway. And whereas our CD release show is just going to be us, but September 6th at Off-Broadway, it's going to be like 11 other bands.
Yeah, I saw some names I recognized. There's a couple of people I still... But I saw like Bottle Snakes, and I don't know them personally, but I saw their name because I just talked with Jack Relly, and he's
they do some shows.
They're doing they're on the bill together at his next show.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of local acts. I actually pulled in a couple acts from out of town that I've been playing with around here. A band from New Orleans called Sweet Deluxe, and a band from Indiana called Nick Dittmeyer and the Sawdusters. Those guys are excellent.
Okay.
Kind of country rock and roll. But also a lot of local stuff. Grace Basement is one of the big acts playing with us. It's Kevin Buckley and his band. And then just a dozen more bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of names. So there's a full day kind of thing.
Yeah. It's Labor Day weekend too, so it's the Sunday. So a lot of people are off work on that Monday. So
sure. So come party. Off Broadway is a great place too. Yeah. One of my favorite spots in town.
It's a great club.
Yeah. I don't think
great
I've been
sound there. And always a good time.
Yeah.
Party atmosphere in there.
Yeah. Steve's always been super cool to me, and every time I get to see him down there. And
yeah, we're real lucky.
there's my friend Neil.
So we're here at the bookstore, Dunaway Books on South Grand, and
people just wandering by the windows.
Like, Neil's wanting to come say hi.
All right. We can.
Should we let him in?
Sure, we can pause this.
All right. Window here, and there's just cars driving by, people walking by, looking at us, and.
Neil's a good friend. I met him through John Henry and the Engine, and still playing with John Henry, and. I've been following those guys around for several years now. We ran into each other at that Alabama Shakes show at the Fox.
Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good night. So you guys are playing at Newtown in St. Charles. Cree Rider and the Family Band.
Playing
July
at the Amphitheater.
25th.
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah.
Next weekend. Or July 25th, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows when you're listening to this.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be a trip. We've never been out there. And
yeah, that's more in my neighborhood. I'm out St. Charles County, so
cool.
So I love.
We just played the River Fest for 4th of July, and that kind of led us into this Newtown gig. We're looking forward to it.
I went to the Rib Fest out there in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, Steve Ewing was there and stuff, and so it's cool to see they're bringing some music out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've heard from a few people that it's really cool and interesting, and looking forward to seeing it. They kind of built this town in what used to be some cornfields, I think.
Yeah, well, it's a weird little town. Like, it's kind of like Truman Show or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
that's
just
what
like
I hear, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but it's kind of neat at the same time. But it's also like the fact that like every house looks the same, and you have like your baker and your dentist and everybody like is all in this neighborhood, and it's like it's just, you know, you literally could not leave your neighborhood and just live inside this community, and
maybe there's probably good and bad aspects of that,
sure, yeah,
but it seems cool. I don't know.
Right. And there's like canals all through.
I mean, I think the whole thing is to be very livable and walkable, and
yeah,
so you don't have to really, which is a great, you know, it's a great thing about living in any city, really being able to get what you need nearby.
Sure.
That's why, you know, I grew up in my younger, you know, we moved out to West County when I was a kid, and that's kind of, you know, there's a lot of sprawl out there. You got to drive everywhere. You can't really walk to the grocery store or to the, you know, so I really appreciate being able to walk places.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of that for me in St. Charles County. Everything's pretty much driving.
Yeah, it's kind of typical, like, suburbs kind of thing.
Yeah. We kind of talked a bit off mic, but you were saying how you spent some time in San Francisco, but you were born and raised in St. Louis?
Yes.
And then moved out?
Born in the city. My mom eventually moved out to the county. So when I was a teenager, I was out in West County. And,
What led you to San Francisco?
I got a brother that lives out there. I think probably also just visiting him and seeing how it's a beautiful city and all that. I think, you know, being a kid, getting kind of a romanticized version of San Francisco as well, with all, you know, like the hippie culture out there in the 60s and stuff like that, was really something I was interested in checking out. And like, So, and after visiting out there a few times and meeting people out there, it was doable for me to move out there, and it was a great time. I was out there for 6 years, and it's a great city. It's a great place to live.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if it's very sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, things have gotten worse since I've left, even, you know, as far as prices and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. I lived in the same area for all my life. I never, it's one thing I wish I could do a little bit more of, is doing some traveling and see some more of the world.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in St. Louis, there's a particular kind of St. Louisan who kind of is a self-hating St. Louisan. You hear people go, God, just, they always have something bad to say about St. Louis, and it's like, I can kind of relate to that, because when I was a teenager and stuff, I growing up in West County, and I wasn't too happy about it out there, and so I always tell these people, especially if they're in their 20s, I'm like, you should move, you know, go move somewhere. St. Louis isn't going anywhere. You can always come back, you know, right. Like, we're still going to be here. And really, from what I got of moving away and building a life somewhere else and all those experiences that really changed my life and were fantastic, but then when I finally, you know, it kind of came full circle and it made total sense for me to move back to St. Louis, and I was extremely happy about it, and now I love St. Louis now. I couldn't be a more bigger booster of St. Louis. And a lot of that, and I don't know if I could have been that way if I would have stayed here without leaving. I might have been one of those people that was, oh, St. Louis, you know.
But, sure. So it's kind of one of those, like, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, I think, I think you kind of come to realize that what you do have here,
right,
and what you can afford to do here, you can really be an artist here, you can, where it's harder to do that. And also, you can make a niche for yourself here where there's some of these bigger, more densely populated cities, you know, there's a lot already going on out there. In St. Louis, you can kind of make a name for yourself, and there's a great community in St. Louis, a great network of people.
Definitely.
That are supporting each other, and you know, that's something that's you appreciate that after living in. I mean, I lived in New York for a year, and
yeah.
Like, you know, I liked living in New York, but you know, the tight knit St. Louis kind of thing is really fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing, you know, just meeting as many people I have around town, you realize how, you know, like I said, tight-knit this is community is. Mm-hmm. They all support each other.
Mm-hmm.
They all go to each other's shows and stuff. I see a lot of people that, you know, I hang out a lot at Beale and Oyster Bar and stuff,
yeah.
And you see a lot of the same people going to each other's shows, and
definitely.
It's just it's fun to. And then even as a fan of all of the, you know, you're watching the band, and then you look around, and you're like, wow, all my friends are here in the crowd too, and
yeah,
and so.
And you know, I mean, and at the same, you know, I'm sure like people that have, like if you've lived here all your life, that can get bored with that. You can go, God, it's just the same people all the time, and want more, blah blah blah. But you know. You got to get out there and see the world, I think, but it's always important to love where you're from and to remember where you're from, and so.
Yeah. So you guys came out with, in 2013, it was the One Night Stand album,
mm-hmm.
Cree Rider and the Family Band. There's a couple on there, man, I really liked, I liked the whole thing, but one's, You're Always Leaving.
Uh-huh.
That one sticks out to me.
Yeah.
Maybe as I relate to it, because maybe I'm always leaving. Not in a sense that you know, for good, but like the fact that I'm always out going to all these shows, and
mm-hmm.
I am away from home a lot, but I try to keep it balanced, and you know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, my wife's at home and she supports everything I'm
mm-hmm.
doing, and but some of the lyrics I could definitely connect with.
Well, I wrote that one. That one's kind of a duet I wrote with Cheryl, my wife, and yeah, it's about kind of one of those people that's always moving away. Actually, it was actually the reference was a comment that a friend of mine made about another friend of mine who had he'd moved to New Orleans and he'd moved to Florida and he'd moved. But at the time, you know, he was based out of San Francisco, and he was always bouncing back and forth, and it would always be, that's the going away party. And but then 2 months later, he'd be back living in the city or whatever,
yeah.
And so she said, God, you're always leaving, you know. And that kind of stuck with me. I was like, that, you know.
Sure.
It's one of those things like, oh, that could be a song. It was like my Dewey Cox moment. Like, that sounds like a song.
Dewey Cox, yeah.
So then I kind of changed it to be written about a relationship where the woman's always and always leaving town for this and that. And he's saying, oh, you're always leaving, you know. And he's kind of disaffected at some point. But I could try playing that one. It's usually a duet.
Sure.
But,
if you want. It's just one that I connected with.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Just last month you told me the time had come at last. Venture to the future, forget about your past. Told you I was happy, I hoped you would go far. Later in the weekend, saw you at the local bar. And you're always leaving, you're always leaving. I swear this time it is the end, then you come right back again. It's the same old story I'm hearing. Seeing is believing. You're always leaving. Babe, I said I'm finished. This town has reached the end. Head into the bayou, go down to New Orleans. I told you I was jealous of the road that lay ahead. Later in the evening, I found you in my bed. You're always leaving. You're always leaving. I swear this time it is the end. Then you come right back again. It's the same old story I'm hearing. Seeing is believing. South and Canada, Florida, Alaska, even Ohio. I ain't saying I don't believe you when you say you're gone this time. If you come back again, you know, I guess that'd be just fine. Just don't be surprised from my eyes, for not a single tear. It's just you left so many times that I forgot that you were here. You're always leaving. You're always leaving. I swear this time it is. Then you come right back again. It's the same old story I'm hearing. That was a little tricky. It's usually a sure. duet with the wife. And...
Yeah. I think you did fine, man. I was going to help you out. I was going to sing.
You should have jumped in on that. Cheryl's parts there.
All right.
Giving a whole new meaning to the song.
But yeah, man, that was killer. Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
But yeah, what kind of led you into doing sort of a country Americana kind of music? Is there anybody in particular that you really influenced by, or?
Yeah, you know, growing up, you know, listening to a lot of the band, and. You know, I listened to a lot of rock and roll too, just growing up. I wasn't necessarily into classic country as a kid or anything. My parents didn't listen to that necessarily. Grew up a lot on the Beatles and Rolling Stones. I have three older brothers, so listen to a lot of classic rock, Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. But I guess as I got older into my 20s and stuff like that, I got more into kind of songwriting, and I started playing guitar when I was a kid and songwriting myself, so eventually got led into sort of the Americana scene, and one of my favorite bands was like Split Lip Rayfield out of Topeka, Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas area, and I lived in Lawrence for a while, and then when I ended up in San Francisco, I met this guy, Mississippi Mike Wolf, who I ended up starting a band with, and you know, he kind of influenced me a lot, and into the style of music I'm playing now, and he's actually probably my favorite songwriter out there.
Nice.
Mississippi Mike. And we cover a bunch of his stuff in the band, and every album we make we try to have at least one Mississippi Mike song, because then the thing is, nobody, you know, he's not a famous songwriter or whatever, he's well known in San Francisco, and we've worked together a lot, but I like to bring him to new audiences, and he's a great songwriter. Yeah, so definitely. He kind of turned me on to a lot of the California country stuff, and I was already into like Graham Parsons and Flying Burrito Brothers, stuff like that, and that's kind of what led me off into that direction, I would say. And from there I went back and kind of discovered or rediscovered all that old great classic country, and
that's kind of where I'm at, man. You know, I'm going doing a lot. As I get older, I continue to keep going backwards, learning more of where, you know, these people are influenced by these people, and then I learn all that stuff, and, you know, trying to do all my homework.
It's finally gotten to the point now where I'm starting to feel old, because the new bands now, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, because to me it's like, and also being, you know, growing up in St. Louis, you always, you know, Uncle Tupelo was always...
Right.
A name that was always, and they were always a huge band here, and so they became a huge influence on me too, and from there that became Sunvolt and Wilco, and like, I mean, those guys are like, that's like St. Louis alt rock, alt country, whatever, and that's kind of a huge influence on the band, so, but to me it's like, after, you know, I remember at some point I was listening to Wilco, and they were like Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and they were like a big, you know, modern band, and then some point after that, it's like, the bands that started coming out after that, I've kind of lost it, lost the thread on a lot of that stuff.
Sure. I mean, there's tons of great stuff out there. I mean, that's what's, but it's fun. There's some of my favorite bands that are like newer, younger guys, but they're playing more like, like one is Tyler Bryan and the Shakedown. I like a lot. Those guys play sort of like a 70s classic rock. And they, even when you see them on stage, they're wearing like the tight, like almost bell bottom pants, and they got the incense burning on the Marshall. And you feel like you just step back into the 70s. And
Now in the country scene, it's like everybody, you know, you tell people you play country music, and a lot of people will be like, oh, that.
Yeah,
how I can't even listen to that stuff, and they're talking about pop country, obviously, in modern pop country. But you don't have to look far in modern country. I mean, it's an anomaly or what, but Sturgill Simpson is amazing, you know, and he's doing that kind of 70s country style.
Yeah,
and it's still out there. Yeah, I mean, and then I'm sure there's other stuff you got to dig for. You know, there's so many of my friends' bands, independent bands out there that are really doing yeah. killer stuff, but you do have to search it out a little bit.
The problem is we just don't have the radio station pushing a lot of that stuff. I mean, everybody, it seems to be a demand for this, you know, pop country, like you said. So that's what everybody thinks of country music. But yeah, there's, I've talked about him several times on the show, but like Chris Stapleton is another one that's blown up right now, and he's kind of got that more, you know, classic country sound. Even does a cover of Tennessee Whiskey on his record.
Oh, wow.
Which was old George Jones and David Allan Coe song. Yeah. And but then you know, so you said Sergil, and his career is blown up huge.
Well, we are lucky in St. Louis to have one really great radio station.
Yeah.
The community radio station here is.
KDHX is, does a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, what, you want to play something off the new one, or?
Sure, yeah, we're talking about kind of classic country stuff, and this new record's got a wide variety of music on it, but there is a decent, you know, it's got the pre-writer Mountain Band sound on it, for sure, and there's a track called Lonesome When I'm Gone, which is a very, it's always kind of sounded like an old Waylon Jennings type song.
Yeah.
I might have ripped off a Waylon Jennings song, whatever. You be the judge. It goes like this. You tell me lonesome when I'm gone. It makes it hard to carry on. I see the teardrops in your eyes. Make me wanna lay down and die. I'm gonna tell you that I'll be your man. Tell you that I'll always understand. No matter where the road leads on, don't you know you'll always be my home. The other night came home late. How was the show? That was great. Still there was something that I can't place. Like there was something that you weren't saying. That night when we lay in bed, gave you my shoulder to rest your head, and asked you if there was something wrong. You tell me you're lonesome when I'm gone. You tell me you're lonesome when I'm gone. It makes it hard to carry on. When I see the teardrops in your eyes, I'm gonna lay down and die. I'm gonna tell you that I'll be your man. Tell you that I'll always understand. No matter where the road leads on, don't you know you'll always be my home. In the morning it seems okay. All our troubles are washed away. Our souls united deep in love. Our hearts are soaring up above. And if this evening should keep us apart, don't you know you're always in my heart. And I love you and nothing's wrong. Soon I'll be coming home. You tell me you're lonesome when I'm gone. It makes it hard to carry on. When I see the teardrop in your eyes, baby, won't lay it down and die. I'm gonna tell you that I'll be your man.
always understand. No matter where the road leads on, don't you know you'll always be my home. No matter where the road leads on, don't you know you'll always be my home.
Yeah, man.
Made it through. On the record, you got Mr. Jordan Heimberger doing slide guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan. Andy Coco on the bass.
Jordan's been on the show. And
Russell McCandless on the drums.
I met Andy was that Summer Grawl. I've been seeing him around a lot with Big Mike also. And,
oh, yeah. Andy's playing everywhere. He plays in every band.
Yeah. But I think it was at Summer Grawl, it was the Service and Funky Butt and Big Brother.
You should get him on here and talk about
stuff. Yeah, for sure.
He's got a lot going on.
But yeah. Yeah, David Grelli still? He recorded on your first album?
Uh-huh. He's on the record, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't play out with us that often.
Yeah.
But we do get him in on some gigs occasionally.
Yeah, he's another one that...
He's kind of an honorary family member.
Yeah. That's a thing when you guys you have a large band and you have a lot of guys playing other projects, it's hard to always have the same.
Sure, and that, you know, part of the concept of the family band is to have it be a collective of sorts. Yeah. You know, a lot of people can jump in. If Jordan can't make it, we can have Brian Ranney on mandolin or Adam Andrews on harmonica or. But it has kind of stabilized. It is usually the core of the band is it's a five-piece with Jordan and Russ. Jordan on guitar, Russ on drums, Andy on bass, and Cheryl, my wife, doing lead and backup vocals. And,
nice.
And me. That's kind of the standard live band that we have.
Right.
And then, but there is kind of the extended family, the Dave Grelli and Brian Ranney, mandolin player, Adam Andrews, a harmonica player who plays with... Bottoms Up Blues Gang, and and there's some other guys that jumped in there too.
Did he record on that Letter to Memphis?
I think he did.
Yeah. There's some good harp on there. Yeah. I know.
That's Adam.
I know Devin plays some of the stuff, but I know Thursday Night Blues. I think they had it.
Yeah, that's Adam.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you can pick up that song.
August 5th
at the record release party.
August 15th.
Oh, 15th, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Focal point.
Yeah.
So,
the album's got a big scope. There's a lot of different types of music on it. That's kind of our country sound. There's a decent amount of kind of more Americana songwriter type stuff. And then there's also there's a couple songs that get a little more into the rock, the realm of southern rock or even kind of alt-rocky kind of stuff. Push the boundaries a little bit. We like to put you in good hands and then take you out there a little bit and then bring you back home. That's the Cree Rider Family Band way.
Yeah, man, that's some of my favorite records that kind of, you know, cross genre and up and down, and you know, it's no fun when it all just sounds the same all the time. It's
my influences are totally varied and wide, and I try not to edit myself to have to write one way, you know, and and sometimes I have a song and I'm like, I don't know if this song would be right for the family band. Maybe I should do it in a different band that I'm in or something. But more often than not, you know, it just ends up, hey, I'm Cree Rider, this is the Cree Rider Family Band, and let's just play this song, and then we put our stamp on it, and then it works out.
Excuse me. Who do you have any more current people, writers that you really look up to, or anything?
Like I said, my favorite songwriter is Mississippi Mike.
So check his stuff out, man.
Yeah, I could play Mississippi Mike's song. I do a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, on the record, the One Night Stand album, we covered his song "Break Free of These Bars."
Oh, okay.
Which is a classic honky tonk song. The new album, we're doing a song called "Tell Me Is That Right." Maybe you can play it off the record. if you want.
Could do that.
And then I also do a couple other tunes of his in my live show right now that I'm looking to eventually record or have part of some of these projects. I'm sure Family Band will do another one here soon.
Right.
I could play one of those tunes, actually.
Okay, sure.
So this is a song by my buddy Mississippi Mike, and I just think he's the bee's knees as far as songwriters go.
He
writes a lot of. He's one of those guys. He writes those songs where you're like, God, I wish I would have written that.
Oh song. Yeah.
So and this one's called One More Thing. It goes like this: Repossession man came by today, took possession of my Mustang, 300 horses, midnight blue, 3 months payments overdue, and man, I love that Mustang. But a car is just one more thing. Placed an ad for RTV, only got half what it cost me. But you know the kids gotta eat, can't be living out on the street. And man, I love that flat screen. But a TV is just one more thing. One more thing that's gotta go if we're gonna stay afloat. One more thing overboard. One more thing we can't afford. I ain't about to break, no matter how hard life might get. As long as I've got family, well, that's the only thing I need. That's the only thing I need. Ever since I lost my job, it's beg, borrow, steal, and rob. And man, I sure love those rings. But a ring's just one more thing. My kids read the magazines, lifestyles of celebrities. Daddy, when we gonna live that way? Son, I wish we could someday. But celebrities just don't seem that happy to me. Envy is just one more thing. One more thing that's gotta go if we're gonna stay afloat. One more thing overboard. One more thing we can't afford. Cause I ain't about to break, no matter how hard life might get. As long as I've got family, well, that's the only thing I need. That's the only thing I need. That's the only thing. I love that.
Yeah, Mississippi Mike. that was great, man.
But yeah, I mean, other songwriters, I don't know who's out there. Sturgill's doing a great job. Jason Isbell's really awesome.
White Lines, that's a good one. I like
Gillian Welch is.
I think she
is amazing. She's coming to the show.
Yeah, but, Sheldon. Yeah.
You know.
Be cool. I like. There's a couple of guys I got that are down in Nashville, and they're writers, but like. That's the thing that's kind of, you know, frustrating is I love their songs, and then they end up getting picked up by, you know, sort of pop country things, and then they kind of auto-tune it or whatever, and it's just like, you know, totally takes the soul out of all of them. And...
Well, they did that. Yeah, they do that to a lot of stuff. They did that to a John Hartford song.
Yeah.
You know John Hartford, the St. Louis songwriter. Another huge influence on me. But,
I don't believe I know him.
Well, he's... Pat, you know, he's not alive anymore, but he was big in the, or I don't know, maybe he was never big, but he's kind of a legendary St. Louis songwriter. He actually wrote Gentle on My Mind, which ended up being a huge hit for like Glenn Campbell and Elvis and all these people. And he made some amazing albums. Anyway, he wrote a song that, I don't know, I was at the ball game one day and I think Matt Carpenter came up to bat. The St. Louis Cardinals game, and he came. It was like a new country version of one of the John Hartford songs, these old classic songs. It was like, On a long hot summer day.
That's Turnpike Troubadours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was his, but yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song, and I was like, but it's like the treatment of it is a lot more kind of modern country, whereas like John Harper is.
Yeah. Yeah, those Turnpike's kind of like, I mean, they're more modern, but they also definitely heavily influenced by a lot of, you know, great country legends. Yeah. But they, they're a lot of fun live, though. They're a good band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not trying to talk. I would love to hear more.
But
of
that's
stuff,
but yeah, that's,
it was funny because it was just like, I knew this song is like this old John Harper song.
Yeah.
And it was like the production was real big on it, you know. And it was like, it was cool. I was like,
yeah, that's I think it's pretty neat that you know, that's helped him out in St. Louis. That, you know, because everybody hearing it from Matt, for the Turnpike Troubadours version.
Where are they from?
Oklahoma, okay. Somewhere. I'm not sure what town, but yeah. But yeah, they're taking off. Every time they come to St. Louis, it's, you know, bigger. And
where do they play usually?
They were playing it off Broadway just like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, they do a lot of stuff with like American Aquarium and things. And but anyway, yeah, they're playing it off Broadway, and then they moved on up to they played Open Highway Music Festival like two or 3 years ago.
I know, I've heard the name, yeah.
And then they, the last year they came into town was the pageant, and it was just
the bottom,
lower level. And then they came in just a couple months ago when they played, and it was a pretty full house and the whole thing. So every year they come to town, it's bigger and better. Yeah. But great country band right now. It was just kind of funny that John Hartford, though.
Yeah.
They got a new record coming out too. I listen, like one of the examples I think of is and I've mentioned it too on here because I'm a big fan, but Will Hogue wrote a song called Even If It Breaks Your Heart, and Eli Young Band sang it and made it a number one country song. And then like it just kind of, as a fan of Will's for a long time, and then everybody was saying like, oh yeah, you heard the song, and I'm like, yeah, like, you know, 3 years, 4 years ago and stuff. And it's just like, that's the thing, it kind of, you know, it kind of probably similar moment right here. But
I would love to sell one of my songs to those people.
they could do whatever
they want to.
That's exactly what Will's like, you know, that one song paid for my kids to go to college and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, my view on people are like, oh, you don't want to sell out your art, you want to do this. Well, not, you know, choosing not to sell out is nice if you have that luxury. But I think most people would be happy to make a living applying their trade and their craft. You know, I mean,
sure.
You know, you're not selling out when you're, providing for your family, making a living at it.
Like, there's a lot of, like, cases, like, you know, in more modern country, like, Brantley Gilbert sold a song to Jason Aldean, and Jason Aldean obviously blew it up huge, it became a huge song, and it was that Dirt Road Anthem, and ultimately led to Brantley becoming a bigger star, you know what I mean?
Of course,
It obviously put a lot more spotlight on him. I mean, granted, he probably would have been there anyway, but that song definitely helped, and stuff like that, but, you know, and same thing with Will Hogue and a bunch of guys like
as far as music industry goes right now, my big happiness this year and claim to fame this year is that we've been getting all these placements on cable TV shows and on movies. Most recently this a company in Massachusetts, Mass Mutual Insurance Company, contacted me wanting to use my song Right Here Right Now for a commercial they did, and so they used it, they did, and they had to pay to license it. I got a guy that I work with in New York, Love Cat Music, and he does my licensing. We work together in the licensing, and we were in 6 episodes of Justified this year, which
cool.
I don't really watch cable TV.
I haven't watched the show, but I know, I mean, I'm aware of it.
And we were on an episode of True Blood, which was on HBO.
Yeah. That's great.
We were on a John Leguizamo's most recent comedy special, Ghetto Clown.
Okay.
Pretty prominently. So, and like, so people are kind of always like trying to figure out what's what's up with the music industry and why is it broken and all this stuff. And I mean, I'm right there with everybody else struggling, but that's one thing that has been working out for me in the last couple of years has been the licensing of songs to movie, to, you know, TV, radio, and soundtracks and stuff like that. And then through that, you know, I end up getting checks from ASCAP in the mail for royalties, and then of course everyone that licenses it has to pay for it, and it's been a nice little stream of revenue that.
Nice.
You know,
yeah, I talked to Jeff Nations a bit ago. He's with Various Hands, and he just signed a publishing kind of thing, mm-hmm. like that, and but you know, I was telling him, like, I watch Criminal Minds and stuff. There's a couple of shows where, like, and especially in that show where there's a lot of songs that stick out to me, and like, you know, they got like that Shazam app or whatever, or I'll start mm-hmm. like Googling the lyrics and trying mm-hmm. to find out who it is. And but yeah, I mean, hopefully people are doing that with your stuff, man. You know?
And hopefully we get more, and but yeah, it's been a good year for that stuff.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity. I mean, especially like some of those shows, like they you know, especially with the success of like Netflix and things, where mm-hmm. those shows are taking on a second life even after they air.
And, yeah, these internet royalties and right. stuff like that. Which, yeah.
But yeah. yeah. Well, Cree, man, this is
we've been gabbing away here.
Yeah, I could talk all night, man. That's what's fun about doing the show, is getting to, you know, meet people and talk and find out all kinds of cool stuff. So.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, definitely. This has been great, man. This sounded really good. Like I said, I really liked One Night Stand a lot. I'm excited to hear the new record.
Any other tracks you want to hear off of that?
Yeah, if you want to play...
Take us out.
There was if you're gonna... What did I write it down? Just make sure I get the title. If You're Gonna Cheat Me. Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
So I know that's another one that stood out to me. I like if you want to play that
one. Yeah, man. And come to the show August 15th. It's the CD release, the Focal Point. And also, you know, you can check out all my upcoming dates and all that stuff on CreeWriter.com.
Yeah, and we got what, Facebook and all.
And Facebook and Twitter and all that great crap.
So people can.
Yeah, I'm on the Facebook.
Yeah, check them out.
All right,
here we go.
And then maybe after this, you'll play something from the from the record.
Yeah, we definitely go. Play something from the new album.
Cool.
You do it.
I'm gonna tell you what's on my mind. Know that saying, that love is blind. In our case, babe, I hope it's deaf as well. He gonna cheat me, baby, please don't tell. Well, we're out in the woods and there's no one around, and a tree falls doesn't make a sound. If I thought of faith was the thing that fell, he gonna cheat me, baby, please don't tell. Said if you're messing around, I think a better life save you the trouble of putting me through hell. You're gonna cheat me, baby, please don't tell. Now I'm telling you, honey, here I go. It is really cheating if I don't ever know. If I never know, babe, ain't it just as well? You're gonna cheat me, baby, please don't tell. I said if you're gonna cheat me, baby, please don't tell.
Rolling down the road with your hand in my hand.